Mills. I work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started.
Got told to come and do some oracle card readings for people. So I've got these ones here, Angel Power Wisdom cards. They are stunning. Like, it has inspired me to create another deck of oracle cards. So I would love to be of service. I'm Melissa Mills, medium and soulful alignment mentor, which means I want you to live your best life and I want to help you to do that. The work that I do is very powerful work in helping my client bust through those blocks, those limitations, those stories that are holding them back from fully being who they came here to be. So there's many ways you can work with me. You can, of course, book a one-off session. You can be one of my mentoring clients. You can also do things like invest in your soul's purpose video reading or your past life reading, you know, all sorts of fun things that you can do. And of course, you can also come to all my events, whether they are live or virtual, mini events that I do. So let's pull out some cards. Let's see, first of all, what is in store for all of us that are here. So let's all be ready to welcome, right? Let's open up our hearts and our beings to all the good that is available to us. So I want you to imagine your heart, and I want you to feel like if there's a wall there, because all of us have kind of walls. So bring down the walls, bring down the wall, and imagine your heart just expanding to all the feel goods, all the high vibes that are available to you. Love, abundance, joy, peace, empowerment, freedom, creativity. Imagine your heart expanding with that, right? Because that's going to help you to co-create your life. So we have all these excuses as to why we have to stay in our shitty lives, and really they're not true, and you're giving them way too much momentum. So let's free ourselves from that. Let's have a look, see as to who would like a reading. Catherine says, me please. All right, Catherine. So these will be short and sweet. So Catherine, you have learning new skills. Look how pretty this is. So what I'm feeling for you is this is a real kind of time of growth and transformation for you. And I don't necessarily feel it's about you learning a new skills, but actually it's about you applying your skills that come really naturally to you and actually starting to earn money from that. It's kind of like, oh, because this is what I love to do, I don't really want to earn any money. Well, that doesn't serve anybody. The world isn't going to benefit from your talents and all the things that you have, your uniqueness, if you don't actually start earning some money from this incredible talent and skill that you have. And I really feel like there's so much knowledge, and potentially it's about you stepping into teaching the skill or just maybe bringing friends along together. It just feels like it's a really beautiful time of growth and learning for you, but really apply what you learn. So I always, my saying, and you'll see that all over my website, is when we share wisdom, we transform mankind, and it's now time for your transformation. So you can't change the world if you learn something and you don't share it, right? Because you'll have your way of putting it out into the world. So that's what I'm getting for you, Catherine. And look how beautiful she is. It's time for you to like fully embrace your beauty and your grace, really sharing these gifts that you have, this knowledge. And don't be afraid. You know, we've all got to start somewhere, all right? That's what I've got for you, my love. Let's have a look, see, there's so many people. All right, let's go to Chloe. She says, me please. Hi, Chloe. Oh, look how beautiful this card is. So you have patience. And I really feel like the card says no matter what the situation, it will come when it's meant to be. And I actually feel like, you know, part of the key to manifesting is, you know, you put it out there and then you've got to trust, you've got to surrender that the universe is going to bring that for you. And I'll never forget, there was this image, and I wish I'd saved it, very early on. I started Melissa Mills HQ in 2012. There was a man that, it's two pictures. One was a man at the top with an axe, and they both have axes, and there's diamonds in a cave, and they've been at it for a while. Picture number one, he's kind of ready to turn around. So he's got his axe and he's going, and the diamonds are just there. And then pick number two is the man, he's still going, even though he's been digging for as long, he's still going because he's trusting in the universe that's going to deliver the goods, right? So it's usually in that moment when we're just about to give up and pack it all in that the universe is like, hang in there, it's just about to happen. Because sometimes we manifest things. Like, let's say you're manifesting, I want to be in my dream relationship, or you're manifesting, I want to be a house owner. But let's use the relationship one. Let's say that you're not really good at being on your own. Right. And so maybe if you got into a relationship, you would start to have a lot of jealousy kind of show up, or insecurity. So you maybe haven't done the growth to be able to really receive the abundance from that relationship and what it would give you. So that's why maybe it's on delay. Or let's say you wanted to buy a house, but you're terrible at spending, or, you know, at managing your money. So having a mortgage would give you so much more overwhelm and anxiety. Do you guys get where I'm going with it? So sometimes it's just when we're about to pack it in and we think the universe is against me, it doesn't love me, it never gives me what I want. It's because you've actually got to do the work. You've got to do the healing. You've got to do the growth that goes with wanting this stuff, right? What is your future self doing, saying, thinking, acting like, so that you can start to embody that? And that's what I feel this card is really saying for you, Chloe, is don't give up, because it's just there. You just need to do the growth or the healing or the something to get you to that next step. What a beautiful lesson. I think that's really powerful. So, oh my goodness, there are so many of you on today. Oh, Amanda. Oh, Amanda, I would love to do a card for you. So Amanda was one of my amazing guests on the Rise with Love podcast, and she talks about making autism something really beautiful. And if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, do so, because it really made me think of how we look at the world, and autism has a beautiful way of showing us the beauty that sometimes we can miss. So I'm really excited. Let's pick a card for you, Amanda, because Amanda's in America. So we don't often get to connect. So it's really beautiful to be able to serve you, Amanda. Let's have a look-see. So we have Midas Star. And look at her, how she's so beautiful and she's shining. Says, luck is on your side. Let the magic happen. And I actually feel like what this is saying is more about, how can I put it? You've put it out there. Now kind of let the universe do its thing. It's another thing to do with manifesting, but it's about trusting that it's going to be even better than what you could have imagined. And what I'm really getting here is keep looking. It's like, you know, the stars are shining bright. It's like all the stars are aligned for you. All you need to keep doing is just show up and come from that place of love and trust and know that the universe is going to provide abundantly. I'm really drawn to the crystals as well here. And I feel like embodying a lot more of earthy elements, you know, eating from the earth. I'm really feeling like your being is also craving that nourishment from the earth. So it could be about time where you just go out and go for a walk outside in the forest and be in the elements, or start bringing some shells home. It just feels like there's this real need to be enveloped with Mother Earth's loving energy, and crystals are also really good for that. But it really is. It's like, I kind of feel like this is the fairy from, I think it's a fairy, I'm not really sure what to call her, from Pinocchio. You know how she grants Geppetto like the wish, and it's like, this is it. It's like your wish is here, right? So that's what I feel for you, Amanda. What a beautiful card that is. Let's have a look-see. All right, Michelle, she would like a card. She says, me, please. So let's have a look-see. Well, the card jumped out, so that must be for you. All right, Michelle, you have beautiful souls. I mean, how incredibly beautiful are these cards, right? So pretty. And actually, what I feel, it's like you inspire and uplift others is what the card is saying. And I really feel like right now, you are in a real period of change, but in terms of being able to create change for others, it's like you're the lighthouse right now. You're the one that is here to help your family or your community, your friends, and just to help them to see beyond what they may be currently absorbing. You know, like I just feel that you have such a beautiful outlook to life. Like even though sometimes life throws you lemons, you're like, let's make lemonade or lemon cake, or you know, you're such a beautiful person. You see the world, it's like you know that the world is here to provide beautiful love and lessons and opportunities, and so people gravitate to you that are like in a funk because you help them to realign that. It's kind of like what Jesus did. Jesus was an incredible healer, not because he healed people, but because he was able to reflect to them that they are love. And so with that, when you realize that you are your greatest healer, it's like, that's what you do for people, Michelle. You are incredible. That's why people love being in your energy. So keep inspiring. Use your social media for really uplifting people, showing them the light, you know, all of that kind of stuff, because they might not say it, but they really do benefit from all the things that you say and just even the way that you show up, Michelle. You're an incredible person. So just keep being you, really, and you are helping the planet to heal. What a beautiful human being you are. Oh la la, Diane, it's your wedding anniversary. Congratulations. All right, so let's see. Let's pick a card for your wedding anniversary, Diane. Congratulations on being married. I'm not even 35, so that's like, I'm 33. So it's like you've been married like my whole life. Holy bejesus, that deserves like a gold medal, really, doesn't it? Amazing. Well, let's see what the future holds for you guys. Oh, so this is cool. This is Miracles Out of Mistakes. And I love this card. It's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. So, you know, in life, right, we are here to experience lessons. So I don't like to use the word mistakes, but what I'm really feeling is there's so much love to come out of your relationship that hasn't even happened yet. Like this, if you think you love him now, there's going to be so much more love. Or if you think he loves you now, there's going to be so much more love coming your way. And it's because, you know, you have been able to work through those hurdles. Life's thrown you bits and bobs and you've really been able to heal past, you know, financial situations, relationship situations, you know, kids, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And it's really bringing you together. And it's like, there's more, I feel like it's birthing of new kind of love. It's kind of like there's so much respect and compassion for each other. It's like the best is yet to come, really, for the both of you. But it's because you could have given up. Like you could have packed in the towel. I'm going to use that. That sounds kind of right. Your relationship, you guys work through it. And it's such a testament to the dedication that you have to each other, but to yourselves. It's a really amazing time. It's just going to blossom and be so much more beautiful. So enjoy your wedding anniversary. Congratulations. Oh, my beautiful Jen, I have missed you too. Let's pick a card. Jen was part of my very first round of Reunited. So she is just a beautiful soul. I love her so much. So let's have a look-see at a card for you as well. So let's have a look. You've got one of my favorite cards. Eyes of Love. Oh my gosh, this card is just so beautiful. Oh, I love these cards so much. And here, like, my mum gets this card a lot, and I really feel like this is you taking the time to heal your heart, heal your world. That's what I'm really getting. It's like when you really focus on, you've got to do the work, and it's not necessarily pretty. Like, it's really not pretty to do that kind of work, but it's so worth it. But you've got to go within, and you've got to listen to your heart and what is going on there right now. And it's kind of like you've got to be honest and upfront with yourself and trust that whatever is showing up because you need to heal it, but you heal it with love. So love and forgiveness and gratitude, and doing that, healing your heart, you'll heal the world, your world. Isn't that beautiful? Oh my gosh, we all need to do that. Let's all heal our hearts so we can heal our world. Imagine if we all did that, then how incredible the world would be. Okay, I love it. You are so welcome. So Yasmin, she's like, oh, she needs a card. She has a house full of sick children. Oh my goodness. Three kids. I have three kids and I know what that's like. So let's pick a card for you. And you have self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So it says here, take small steps, diminish the worry, and it's going to be okay. So it's like what I'm getting is, it's all about the incremental upgrades. Successful women invest in themselves, right? But it's all about incremental upgrades. So what area of your life can you start upgrading just a little bit? Could it be in your health? Could it be in your spirituality? Could it be your hobbies, your work? But look at things that you have in your house that you haven't used in the last year and actually like get rid of it. Because if you want more to start coming into your life, you've got to make space for it. Okay. That's what I'm getting. And if you look at here, there's like a woman in this like ball thing. Isn't that cool? And it's like you're getting ready to step into what it is that you came here to do. I think it would be amazing, Yasmin, for you to get a soul's purpose video reading, or really, if you want to do the whole shebang, invest in my mentoring package, because we go really deep with that and you're going to start to feel your life changing. Like, that's why I love doing what I do. So yeah, grab your soul's purpose video reading, because then you can understand what your purpose is this lifetime and start making way to really embodying that. Because the thing is, we all are unique and we each have our piece of the puzzle to make the world a better place. And if we don't put our piece in, then the world just will not benefit. And we guys, you all know what it's like when you do a puzzle and there's a piece missing. That's what I've got. You're on your way, sweetheart. Incremental upgrades, and everybody can do that. What part of your life can you do like the next little best thing to be that future version of yourself that you want to be? So you have perfect timing. Okay. So even though right now it feels like you're in a place where you just can't see a way out, just trust in the timing of your life. You're giving this opportunity right now to work through stuff, and it will be a build up of stuff. Like, I don't feel like it's just your friend passing or whatever, you know, else. It's like, it's a build up of things, and you're right now in this funky space because you've got to heal it in order to have the life that you imagine for yourself and your family. It's like you're not that person yet. Like, you're not ready to embody that. So you've got to heal it. It's heal, grow, rise, repeat. That's what I'm feeling. It's very much important for you to look at, okay, what's really showing up? Why am I feeling this? Have I not made peace with maybe a parent passing? Or when I was a little girl, was I always left out? Like, what is the story that's showing up? And this is an opportunity. This is the perfect time right now, because once you've healed it, once you've forgiven it, then it's gone. That's it. You don't need to deal with this stuff ever again. Okay. It's just about these incremental upgrades for your healing journey. And so it's the perfect time. That's what I'm getting. All right. So here's the deal, guys. Okay. We have hidden treasures. I love this. You've got to start looking at life and all the treasures that are in your life. So go and rummage your handbags. Go and rummage under the couch. go and just see how beautiful life is and how many treasures you actually have in your life. Start to see the blessings, start to see the good things that are showing up in your life rather than focusing on all the things that are making you feel sad and terrible and, you know, all of those kinds of things. There's a lot of stuff in the media right now that is keeping you in that place of fear, which of course is not going to be serving you. You don't manifest what you want. You don't create the life of your dreams in fear. You create the opposite. You create everything that you don't want when you are in fear. But that's what I'm getting. It's like, you know, we're being so bombarded right now with all the things that are keeping us just feeling so crappy. And that's what I'm getting. It's like, you don't need to feel that way. You really don't need to feel like you need to be scared about the future or worried or, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? Just live your life from that place of love, truth, and compassion. Okay. So you have, Janelle, angel of wisdom, pursue knowledge and spiritual growth. Sounds like you're ready to do some work with me, babes. It's your time for evolution. It's your time to grow. It's your time to feel really connected to your spiritual team and using all the love and support that you have, not only to benefit your life, but also to benefit the life of others. Okay, so that's what I've got, everybody. Sending you so much love. Thank you for tuning in. Bye, everybody.